It was a hot and smoldering day on the island, and lightning ball orbs in every house, warren, and cave were running to capacity to power air conditioners, fans, and freezers. That accounted only for a small sampling of the population. Many others tried to cool down the natural way, and for Christina Shelby Tortoise, known to most as Tina, the problem was not finding a private space on the beach. It was another matter entirely. Tina, with her shell disengaged and clad in her new neon blue bathing suit, stood at the water's edge with her beloved Arthur as their friend and mentor, Petalia the Never Blossom, spoke to her through telepathy. "You don't have to jump in, Tina," assured Petalia. "You can start by going in a few paces and let your feet acclimate to the water." Trembling, Tina toddled through the sand and placed her left hoof into the water, and immediately she ran back to the sand. "Tina, just give it one more try," gestured Petalia. Tina made it as far as her shins, and Arthur suggested that she could just slice her legs through the water to strengthen herself. With that, Tina sat on a rock two paces away, and with a heavy sigh, she kicked at the water as she stared off into the distance as the waves crashed into each other. Arthur skittered to her and asked, "Are you okay, Tina?" She did not have to answer. He and Petalia both could sense what she was truly feeling, and nothing they had to say would convince her that she was wrong. She was not a disgrace to turtles and tortoises because she was terrified of the freezing water. Tina stared into her reflection in the water, and a stray tear rippled out from her cheek. When Tina came home a few hours later, her parents, Alana Amradilla and Silas Snail, both sat on the sofa with bowls of kettle corn and chilled bottles of Sarsatonic, also known as root beer, with a video orb queued up to their favorite show, Claw and Order, Special Mystics Unit. But Tina softly declined and went to bed. "What do you think that was about, Silas?" asked Alana. "I'm not sure, hon, but maybe she'll open up to us in the morning." Crestfallen, the two-shelled never beings hit play all as the opening sequence began. In the animal kingdom system,